It's the Joe and Alex Show, and I can't make this stuff up, guys. We have got Tanya on the phone. Tanya, welcome back to the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Now, let's give a brief recap, and we'll try to see if we miss anything. You can fill us in the details. But Tanya was on the show last week, just getting ready before the holiday for Thanksgiving. She said that, hey, you know what? I've been gone for 10 years because I kind of grew up with money and opportunity, and I just see all these homeless people and different people in my community back in the day. I'm like, I wonder what it's like if I can help them. I wonder what it's like going through their shoes and what they do. So she left her family. She had at the time a 6-year-old and 3-year-old daughter and a husband. So she had like a, you know, a family, and pretty much went out. Where'd you go, to the West Coast? I think you said you went out to the West Coast.
Well, I started off at home and then kind of, you know, went with the wind, and I ended up in Portland, Oregon for a couple years because they kind of were chill out there about homeless people, and then decided it was time to come home and started working my way back home.
So then you called in last week and shared all that with us. And then the real thing that we thought was kind of the bombshell or the thing, like, what? You're like, well, I'm back home now, and I'm going to surprise my family, which is, if your daughter was 3 and 6, they'd be, what, 13 and 16?
13 and 16, yeah.
Plus your husband. Like, I'm going to show up at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I missing anything here?
No, that's
you
it.
You got it.
So what
you
happened?
It.
You showed up?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there was nothing as scary on the street as showing up at that door at noon on Thanksgiving Day. Holy moly, but Caitlin, my 13-year-old, answered the door. It was a little heartbreaking because she had no idea who I was, and I said, baby girl, it's mommy. It's mommy, I'm home, and she just, her eyes lit up, and she started crying, and then Jerry came to the door to see why she was crying, and he's like, what the hell? And there was a little bit of strangeness, a lot of strangeness. Who am I kidding? He was, he kind of lost it. He was in shock. You know, he was half crying and half yelling and half smiling. And I mean, just all these things. And he said, you broke my heart, and you just like went, and I didn't think you were really going to do it. And now you just show up. And so I was like, well, I came back, and, you know, I always said I was going to come back, and now I'm back. And so that was, you know, so dinner was postponed for a little bit, but, you know, so.
What about the older daughter? How did she react, the 16-year-old now?
Jennifer was, you know, you kind of called that one last week. She was kind of icy. She was, you know, kind of reserved and a little standoffish. She just, I think, it kind of in shock, you know, but
what did you bring them for gifts? Because you said you wanted to bring them presents. Yeah. You thought it would smooth it over.
Yeah. Well, some people had mentioned like makeup stuff. So I brought some little makeup kits and some Chick-fil-A gift cards because girls like to hang out at the mall and go out and eat with friends. So.
Okay.
So I brought just a little something.
So That's interesting. So then, I mean, so you have dinner, and I mean, how did everything end up?
No. Didn't stay for dinner because, okay, plot twist. So, all right, so we expected, and we talked about that with the listeners and you guys last week, that we knew it was going to be weird, right? Mm-hmm. We knew it was going to be, you know, heartache and strangeness and, you know, a little bit of anger, got all that, you know. But then what I didn't expect was walking in the kitchen, and I think I told you that last week that the one friend I had, my friend Trish, that I'd been in touch with this whole time, and she kept me up to date on how Jerry and the kids were doing when I was homeless, and never stopped to think in 10 years how she always knew exactly how they were doing and what the girls were up to. She's been dating Jerry for 6.5 friggin' years. She was in the kitchen. She was in my kitchen when I came home.
Was her face shocked?
Oh, well, she knew I was showing up. I don't get that. She knew I was coming. She knew I talked to you guys. And she was like, you didn't. You didn't. Went on the radio. I'm like, yeah, I went on the radio. So she knew. So I think she was trying to make it come to a head now that I'm back home. I don't think she ever thought I was going to actually come back home, and then she was going to be finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. I got Jerry and your girls. So,
oh, wow. So she was like establishing dominance, like when a dog goes to the bathroom somewhere. She's like, this is my house.
To put it pretty crassly, she was peeing all over the corners of my house. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So she was living there now, or she's just dating your husband?
Well, I think, because I was staying with her in her apartment, right? But her apartment looked kind of sparse. which now I understand why her apartment looked kind of sparse. So she was keeping her apartment, but
right.
I mean,
now, okay.
like it was her stuff in the bathroom and like towels, you know, in the kitchen towels. There's no way that Jerry would buy a kitchen towel that said Kiss the Cook. That came from her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most guys wouldn't be like, oh, man, I love this new Kiss the Cook thing.
But, Tanya, yeah. you cannot be as... Man, it's like in a normal circumstance...
She stabbed me in the back like 10 years. She kept me in the loop. You know, I mean, it's, what kind of friend does that?
This isn't her fault. I mean, in a normal, like I'm saying, in a normal circumstance, this would be crappy that your best friend got with your husband. But you chose to leave your family. You ditched
them. No, I get that. I get that. That, like, you know, I walked away, you know, but I had to do the thing. It was, like, huge. I had to do this. It was, like, this calling I had. That's the only thing I can relate it to. It's like a religious calling. I had to go out and see what it was like to be on the streets. Because, you know, people last week, you know, some of your other listeners were saying, oh, just do it for a weekend. Well, that's playing. That's play acting. That's not real. I did real.
Tanya,
you know?
Hang on. We're getting phone calls right now, and if you would like to join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX is our number, 833-563-2539. Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're also on with Tanya. What do you want to say, Courtney?
I just want to say it's not your house anymore. You walked away from your family, and those girls needed somebody to be in their life, and you weren't there. So tough titties to you, lady.
Well, okay, wow. No, she's just being real. I kind of get that, but at the same time, all right, you want to be with my man? Have the nerve to tell me.
I mean, she doesn't have to tell you. She doesn't have to tell you because it's not your man anymore. You walked away. You left. That was your choice, and he's free to do whatever because you obviously didn't care enough to be there.
It's still her kids, though, right?
I mean, if they want her to be, but, I mean, if I was her kids, I wouldn't want anything to do with her. So,
so it's kind of like finders keepers here?
Kind of, yeah.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Tanya, hang on. We'll talk to you next. Your good friend, Tanya, is now kind of replacing you.
Correction there, my ex-good friend.
Oh, ex. Okay, so it's over now.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a backstabber.
Oh, you think it's wrong what she did then? Okay, let's get to some social media. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram?
Jared said, it is appalling. After 10 years, this woman abandons her children and her life and comes back in surprise that all these changes have happened. Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You walked away from your family. Whatever you come back to is on you. Then Shelby said, what did she think was going to happen? Did she think it was going to be rainbows and unicorns? Reality check. And then Trina says, obviously this woman was never your friend. She was waiting for an opportunity to take your man.
All right, let's go to the phone calls this morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Andy, you're on with us and Tanya. What do you think about her situation?
Well, personally, I think that, you know, she's at fault for it. You know, she's going to have to deal with it because that's like me telling you, I'm going to drop my two kids and go live a homeless life. That's walking out of your kid's life. What kind of parent, if you really care about your kids, are going to do that? You're going to want to
be
there for
them. Well, because it was something bigger. It was something I think that I can teach them
because
and not just them, but
that's
bring
ridiculous.
This insight.
That's you abandoning your kids. And I'm sorry, but if that's your best friend, then your best friend wouldn't have done that. But instead, she stepped up and decided to be a mother to your kids that you walked out on.
I'm trying to see Tanya's side here, Andy. What about this, though? Because Tanya's brought up multiple times, not in a braggy way, but her kids may not have had her in their life for 10 years, but they were financially stable. They didn't go without food and clothing and shelter, which is, I guess, when I think of abandoning, I think you're struggling to get by, you're barely able to pay the bills, you have, like, old ready clothing.
It's emotional abandonment.
Emotional abandonment, yeah. But the thing is if she wants to have a relationship with her kids, she's just going to have to realize that, unfortunately, she walked out and that's what they see.
I know I'm going to have to rebuild that bridge, and I was anticipating
and you're
gonna that.
You're going to have to deal with, honestly, part of them is that girl, they're going to look to her now as a mom. They're going to see you as, yeah, you're my mom, you gave me birth, but you walked out on me.
Tanya, what about this? And I don't agree with what you did. I will straight up tell you that to your face, you know, seemingly at least over the phone. But you were or are married, right? So legally, doesn't Tanya have a right to kick this woman out and be like, dude, this is my husband? Technically, even though it doesn't, you know, probably feel like for him that he's her husband, they never got a divorce.
Who's paying the bills? Right. Like, whose house is it? I mean, have you been paying the mortgage for 10 years?
No, obviously.
Okay, well, I feel, I don't know what your husband did, but it sounds like all that stuff would be his now. So I don't think she can, like, legally do anything. Let's go to take another phone call. We've got Keenan on here, and this might be the only person, but Tanya, I think Keenan is actually on your side. Hey, Keenan, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, how's it going, Joe and Alex?
Good.
Good to be here.
Hey, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, I was listening to it last week, and I wanted to call in, but the phone lines are just too busy. I know your listeners are a pretty big crowd. Tanya, just pertaining to this situation, and just even touching on a little bit from last week, I imagine it would be really tough to leave children if you feel like you had a bigger calling on your life. Then I don't think that's for anybody to say whether you did or didn't. You know, in history, there's been some sacrifices that has to been made, I'm sure. And if you felt like it was a sacrifice, then okay, in terms of you coming home and finding this, I definitely think it's a rude awakening. I definitely feel like you can feel like you're, you know, betrayed and backstabbed by your best friend or ex-best friend. Because I would expect my husband or my wife to go down to the, you know, grocery store and meet somebody, or maybe meet somebody that they've been, you know, somebody else that they've been running into for 10 years, not my best friend.
So what you're saying is, even though Tanya crossed a line by leaving, her husband and friend crossed a line as well. So they're kind of both, it's fair game at this point. They both did some wrong stuff.
Well, I can't honestly say wrong or right. I mean, I've felt what Tanya's felt in other areas of my life about a higher calling. Just some of us never really.
Nobody acts on that. We all think about stuff, but we never act on it.
There you go.
Absolutely. And the result of our actions, I mean, I do believe sometimes there are things bigger than what we actually see and feel, you know, just every day. But, you know, I guess my best friend would just throw me off. If it was my best friend that's been telling me, all right, man, your wife's doing good, kids, they're doing this. And I just wouldn't expect that. I would expect him to be like, listen, man, you know, I've been around so long, like we kind of started to hit it off. I accidentally kissed yesterday, that's if we're best friends. If we're not,
it's like a tag team partnership. It's like, I got this, Keenan. Don't worry, I'm in there.
Are there more people that agree that it was a little bit shady, that it's fair for Tanya to be thrown off, even though she chose to leave for 10 years, that her husband and best friend are now living together?
And I know I'm going to get crap, Tanya, for kind of siding with you, but let me say this. Would it not be totally different? Like, oh, how could they, if it was flip-flopped and the guy was on the road and then she hooked up with, like, his best friend?
Sure. For sure. It's like everything else in this world. If a woman does it, she's a slut, she's a this, she's a that. If a guy does it, oh, he's the boss man. He's in charge.
Yeah, like, way to go, bro. Okay, Tanya, I'm kind of starting to see your side right now. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex show with Tanya and us. What do you think about the situation?
So I just want to say that, Tanya, I don't want to be completely negative. What you did, you had a big heart doing it. But as a parent, we all have dreams, and our dreams kind of get put on hold when we're moms. And being homeless is horrible, but growing up without a mother is probably, I mean, as a kid, you don't know what it's like to be homeless if you're not.
But
you don't have your mother. And I think I got both of it. I was homeless with my mom growing up, and then my dad took me, and I was financially stable, but I didn't have my mom. And I can honestly say not having my mom hurt me worse.
Wow. Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Haley. We certainly appreciate it. I mean, it's interesting to see a lot more people are coming to Tanya's side than I think any of us suspected, Alex. It's interesting.
Absolutely. This is just a crazy story that, I mean, the layers to this are like, you know, more than an onion. So
truth is stranger than fiction, baby.
Yeah, it is, Tanya.
I kind of want to find out what happens over the Christmas holiday.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, so for real quick, Tanya, are you planning to keep trying to pursue?
No, I'm back here and I'm living with my cousin now and trying to figure out how to mend fences, and the girls know that I'm back in their lives and you know, working my way slowly. I'm not going to shove my way into their face. I respect their, you know, emotions and work my way slowly to get back, you know, into their lives full time. But I really don't know what the hell to do with Jerry and Trish. It's just, that's just a mind, well, I was going to say a bad word, but that's just, you know, that's a...
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. That's a pickle right there.
When you walked into the kitchen, your friend should have looked at you and said, I'm the mom now. I'm the captain now.
Hey, Jerry, Tanya. Hey, thanks for calling in here to the Joe and Alex Show. We really do appreciate it. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, producer Porkchop. Man, he's on a roll lately with just awkward things. And apparently he had a very embarrassing moment yesterday. You're going to share it with us?
I guess.
Good.
I could use some advice. So.
All right, cool. Give us about 3 minutes. We'll play it after Ariana Grande.